Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Ask you big picture. People who have lived in countries like the Philippines, Hungary, Russia, they look at some of your actions going after civil service, going after universities, law firms, the media. They say it's out of an authoritarian playbook. What do you say to those who believe you are taking the country down an authoritarian path?
Well, there you go again. Why don't you ask it a different way? Many people wanted to come into our country. Many people love Trump. I won the election. They didn't win the election. I got a lot more votes than they did. I won the popular vote. I won all seven swing states by a lot.
You know what's interesting about this question is, I mean, what does she think he's going to say? You know, there's a lot of people who think that you're a dictator, a fascist. You know, they think that you're the enemy of human rights. You're the Antichrist. You know, there's a lot of people who think that. How would you persuade somebody that you're not the Antichrist, sir? You know, it's just such it's an absurd question because it's so nonspecific, right? I mean, if you want to talk about particular elements of that question, it's fair. But the broad question, sir, there are people that think you're just evil. What would you say to them? I mean... And it's actually surprising that he answered her with a straight face. But the answer is unfortunate. His answer is a terrible answer. Right? The answer, well, a lot of people want to come to this country, even with me as president. A lot of people elected me. Missed the question. Because the fact that a lot of people voted for a thing does not answer the question of whether they were voting for authoritarianism. Now, this is a little bit, you got to parse this a little bit, but if she asks, authoritarian is just a fancy word for tyrant, okay? And authoritarianism is the idea that the central government is going to impose its will on the lives of people. It's repressive of human rights. It tells people how to live in every area of their lives. That's, you know, the more it tells you how to live in economics, in religion, in speech, in dress, in food, in what you call big bodies of water, or holidays, the more authoritarian it is. And the less it tells you how to do, the less authoritarian it is, okay? So it's another word for tyrant. And, of course, tyrants are bad authoritarians. You can also have good authoritarians, benign dictators, benign kings, good kings with monarchical powers. Anyway, it's a lot of semi-complicated terrain philosophically. But okay, her basic question is, a lot of people are worried that you're basically a tyrant, that you're doing the kinds of things that dictators do. You're attacking your enemies, you're limiting the free press, you're, undermining institutions, you're firing civil servants, you're depriving people of their rights. That's the argument. The answer to that, the proper answer to that is, no, we're doing our best to protect our country and to uphold human rights, and I like a free press, and, you respond on the merits is how you respond. Instead, he says, well, a lot of people elected me. Cringe. Because dictators, historically, and I'm not saying he is, but dictators, historically, are popularly elected. That's the problem. People elect them, and then they do dictatorial things. And then sometimes, and this is hard for Americans to wrap your brains around, but sometimes people like that. Sometimes people want an authoritarian, a strong man. Many Russians love Vladimir Putin. Many Cubans loved Castro. Many Chinese loved Mao Zedong or Stalin or pick your... It's hard for us to wrap our brains around because we think, well, those are evil, horrible, terrible dictators. How could anybody have liked them? Well, some humans want to be ruled by a dictator. Say, how can that be? I'm just telling you it's true. In fact, there's this going back as far as Plato, if you've not read The Republic. I assume If you've been to college, you've read The Republic. It's sort of the basic text in political philosophy that anybody, if they've read anything, they will have read that. But you may not remember it. It's been a while, right? But the idea, at least one of the ideas in The Republic, is democracies always fade in the long run, always crumble in the long run because, you know, people aren't great at self-governing. People are dumb. They self-govern poorly. They self-govern themselves into causing problems that too much freedom creates. And then they elect or appoint or, you know, they take the general who deposes the Caesar. Okay? They take the strong man who comes in and takes away all their freedoms. Because to solve the problems that were created by bad self-government, you invite a dictator in. And people are happy to see the dictator do dictatorial things. This is one of the oldest ideas in political philosophy there is. That democracies long-term always crumble into dictatorships. And a lot of us who follow political philosophy and think about these things have long worried, well, what's America's long-term trajectory? And, of course, a lot of people say, you know, oh, my gosh, is Trump this guy? Is Trump the transition? I'm not saying he is. I'm saying that's the worry. So she's asking that question. She's saying, are you this guy? And his answer isn't, no, I'm not that guy. His answer is, I'm super popular. Just a terrible answer to this question. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Well, we have a couple of accidents that just happened on North Davis Highway in Village Oaks Drive. There are two there. Vehicle crash with injuries, and then another accident happened because of that one. First responders have been dispatched, but they're not there yet, so expect some major delays in that area. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. And by the way, let me make a note. I had fully prepared to come on the show today and do the Escambia County Commission and like the turf fields and, you know, the Escambia Children's Trust. I have all of this material to cover. Then Trump does this stinking interview yesterday and is like about this. And so because it's useful, not just because it's Trump in the news, but because it's really thinking through some of these issues and thinking through what the Constitution says and thinking through what a totalitarian is or an authoritarian or fascist or whatever, you know, it's important. So, yes, I know we're not doing a lot of local news today, but, you know, tomorrow we'll be back to local news. God willing, there's not another 18-hour Trump interview to deconstruct, which I don't expect. But so she goes on. So Kristen Welker continues on this line of reasoning about the, you know, well, people are worried. They've seen what strongmen do in other countries, and they're worried that's happening here. And by the way, it can always happen here. It can always happen anywhere. Liberty is a generation away from dying. Liberty depends on people doing a whole bunch of things. And you know where it happens? It happens where people don't think it can happen there. Let me put it a different way. You believe in the Second Amendment? I'm talking to the MAGA people, conservatives. Not the same thing, but I'm talking to you guys right now primarily. You believe in the Second Amendment? Why do you believe in it? Well, you know, hunting, sporting, self-defense. Okay, sure, but those aren't in the Second Amendment. What is the Second Amendment really about? The right to keep domestic tyranny, right? A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, right? That's to the security of a free state. Foreign invasion, domestic tyranny. That's the purpose of the Second Amendment. Why do you want your AR-15? It's not because it's great at shooting rabbits. It's because it's great at shooting the forces of domestic tyranny or the forces of foreign tyranny, right? That's the that's the core. Believe it can happen here too. That's why you believe in the Second Amendment. So you believe it can happen here too. You're just worried about it only coming from one side. It can come from any side. Tyrants come from all political stripes. Okay, but that's not really the point. It's just, you know, something, again, let's think about all these things together. Okay, so Kristen Welker and President Trump yesterday.
So when you make these statements about people say this, people... Well, you know, they had their chance at the election and they lost big. So you should ask the question differently. You should say, what about the people that want to be in this country? What about the people that love this country?
But what do you say? I'm asking it on behalf of those people to give you a chance to respond to them. What do you say to those people, sir?
Those people are going to be very happy. They're going to have to see some results. And I think we had a great 100 days. There are a lot of people that say it was unprecedented.
Still not an answer. But, again, it's a ridiculous question. It's just, there's nothing he could say to those people that would persuade them in the broad. That's why it's a dumb question to ask. So instead, and give her credit where it's due, she actually does follow up with a slightly more reasonable question. It's still a little bit insulting, but you kind of understand where it comes from. She follows up with a question about freedom of the press and dissent.
You see dissent as an essential part of democracy?
It's a part of democracy. It is.
You're is it an important part of democracy?
Yeah, you're always going to have, Kristen, you're always going to have dissent. There's nothing you're going to do about that. Am I going to get 100% unified? It would be a strange place. I can't even imagine it where 100%. Look,
I don't know if he's playing with her or if he's not a big fan of dissent. If you want, Trump is like a Rorschach test, right? If you believe his words, if you believe that he is a tyrant, everything he says reinforces that belief. He doesn't give you any reason to lose that belief. If you believe Trump is a great force for prosperity and freedom, he says things that encourage that too. And here, he doesn't answer, yes, of course, dissent is essential to the American idea, which is what he should say. Instead, he's like, well, you know, I never get 100% of people on my side. It's important. It's not vital. I mean, like, yes, it's vital. That's the right answer.
You think people should have the right to criticize you without fear of reprisal?
Absolutely, yeah.
See, that's the right answer. That's a good, right? That's the answer you expect.
You think people should have the right to criticize you without fear of reprisal?
Absolutely, yeah, I do. That I do.
And how do you square that?
And I think that happens.
How do you square that with the fact that you have passed these executive orders asking the Attorney General to look into some of the people who've criticized you, who've been harshest against you?
I have been investigated more than any person in the history of the United States of America.
So, A, doesn't answer the question, but B, does give perspective on what he has in mind with some of these folks. You know, they did wrong to you does not justify you doing wrong back to them. Unless, what he's thinking, I think, is these people have abused the legal system, they have waged lawfare, they have come after me in an unjustified way, relentlessly. They are the evil ones and they need to go. Not because they're my opponents, not because they criticize me, not because they dissent, but because they used incredibly evil tactics in advancing their dissent, in not just disagreeing, not just criticizing, but trying to use force, the law, essentially, against me. You see how that's I wish he would have said that. He didn't, but I think that's what he's getting at. Does that make going after your political enemies acceptable? Well, no, not if they're your political enemies, but if they're doing illegal things, then yeah. Or if they have done illegal things. So it's just, I often feel like Trump's critics, of which I am one, as you know, in case you haven't ever listened to the show, only can see the outrageous in what he says. And Trump's fans, which I am also, can only see the virtue in what he says. And to me, this is the greatest challenge that President Trump gives us as a country is how dedicated are we to being fair in the way we analyze things. Can we say the criticism of the person we like and admire and agree with and whose policies align with ours? Can we say the favorable, encouraging, praising thing of somebody who drives us crazy and his policies are against everything we believe in? That's the real test. That's not the only test, but that is one of the key tests that Trump presents to us. So it's an opportunity. Trump is a tremendous opportunity for political citizens to do something that we are not by nature inclined to do. Agree with our opponents and disagree with our friends. And, every day on the show when we talk about Trump, that's what it comes down to, a lot of what it comes down to. And being fair and being thoughtful and really considering more than just the knee-jerk reaction of, you know, whether this picture of a pope with Trump's face is offensive or whether that policy of pursuing legal action against an opponent is acceptable. Just all of these things come down to think a little bit more, consider it a little bit more. It's really just not that obvious a lot of times. And it's a chance to practice. 7:25 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're seeing some delays if you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone. seeing about a 5 to 7 minute delay. Now, the accidents that happened earlier on Davis Highway between Creighton and Langley, not seeing any delays in that area right now. So we'll keep our eye on that one. Other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
If you've got a company and you have employees you have to deal with and benefits like health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, you got to manage payroll and HR and that stuff that you love to do and it's going great. I mean, cool. Ignore me, you know, for a minute. It's fine. You know, it won't hurt my feelings at all. But if you have any of those challenges and you don't love your current provider or you don't have a current provider or you just kind of wonder if maybe there's a better way to do it to save your employees money or to give them options or maybe, you know, better, you know, customer service, that's where Torgerson Causey comes in. We have been working with them for about 4 years here at News Radio and Cat Country, and they have been fantastic. I mean, genuinely fantastic. Better plans, better choices, and better customer service than I thought was possible before. Now, they're not miracle workers. They can't make plans exist that don't exist. But they can do the best within the framework as it exists to give your employees and you the best choices available. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you ever feel powerless? Powerless to change your circumstances? So did the man at the pool of Bethesda in John chapter 5. This man had an infirmity that rendered him powerless for 38 years. Do you know what changed everything for this man? It was the day he met Jesus. The powerless man met the powerful Son of God. Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." And immediately this man picked up his bed and walked for the first time in 38 years. I don't know what it is that's making you feel powerless, whether it's financial, physical, or relational, but I do know that the all-powerful God can meet your need if you'll put your faith in Him.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, they're the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Why make trillions when we could make billions?
Sovereignty is coming with him on the outside. The two of them go right by with a furlong to run. Journalism and Sovereignty, nose to nose, down to the last 16th of a mile. Sovereignty has taken the lead. Journalism is second toward the inside. My ace is third, but it will be Sovereignty to rule the Kentucky Derby. Journalism and My Ace over next. Final Gambit was fourth. The final time was 202.
So you're telling me that the Kentucky Derby featured Sovereignty beating out Journalism. Huh. I mean, these jokes are so obvious it's almost embarrassing to make them. It could have only been funnier if it had been like populism beats out journalism or something like that. David Wayne is in the newsroom with a quick headline maybe for us, David.
Well,
he'll have local news in a minute.
Yeah, we'll have it in a few seconds.
Hey, coming up after the news, though, we'll be talking to Jamie Petronas, our congressman. Should be a weekly interview starting today and going every Monday to find out what's going on in Congress.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he's following his lawyer's advice on whether deportations without due process is unconstitutional and says to the best of his knowledge, he can't serve a third term. Even if people want him to.
I'm looking to have four great years and turn it over to somebody, ideally a great Republican.
The president on NBC's Meet the Press mentions Vice President Vance and Secretary of State Rubio as possibilities. Collection on defaulted student loans restarts today.
Education Secretary Linda McMahon says American taxpayers will no longer be forced to serve as collateral for irresponsible student loan policies. That while Congress mandated borrowers start repaying student loans in October of 2023, the prior administration failed to start collecting and kept borrowers in what the department calls a confusing limbo.
Fox's Jessica Rowe, and 5 million borrowers are in default. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 61 degrees. It is mostly clear and sunny this morning. Beautiful day. We'll get more with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. A Pensacola man is recovering from a gunshot wound after allegedly attacking an elderly couple. This happened at a home over the weekend on Rebel Drive. Shots were reported there Sunday morning. Deputies say they believe 35-year-old Daniel Saunier was the aggressor in the incident. It was described as a domestic violence case. Saunier was taken to an area hospital and has been booked now on battery and domestic violence charges. He is being held with no bond at the Escambia County Jail. The namesake of Johnson's Beach was honored at a ceremony over the weekend. Residents gathered to honor Army Private Rosamond Johnson Jr. Saturday. He was the first soldier from Escambia County that was killed in the Korean War. Johnson was 17 years old when he carried two wounded soldiers to safety and was killed trying to rescue a third on July 26, 1950. He was posthumously awarded a Purple Heart. A ceremony is held each year at Johnson's Beach to honor him. It was one of the few beaches available to the black community during segregation. The National Collegiate Beach Volleyball Tournament was back in Gulf Shores over the weekend, thanks to wildfires that devastated California this year. Tournament organizers had planned on moving it to Huntington. After the fires, they made a quick call to bring it back to Gulf Shores for 2025. 16 teams competed. TCU knocked out LMU in the finals on Sunday. The Coast Guard says dozens of social media influencers had to be rescued from a sinking yacht off of Miami Beach over the weekend. The 63-foot vessel started taking on water. It did eventually capsize. 32 people were on board. They were taken to shore with no injuries by the Coast Guard, police, and private vessels even helped out. It's not clear who owns the vessel or what caused it to start sinking. The University of Florida's next president is expecting to be in his new position. But later this summer, Dr. Santa Ono announcing that he does plan to take the president's job at the University of Florida once the Board of Governors approves his selection. Ono's been the president at the University of Michigan for 3 years. He said his decision to leave was not made lightly. The Detroit Free Press does report that Ono has had some controversy mentioning the school allegedly did too little to combat anti-Semitism on campus. Ono will be in Gainesville tomorrow, meeting with the Board of Trustees, students, faculty, and staff. And the ceremony for the 2025 ACM Awards is happening in just a few days. Some early winners have been announced already. Ella Langley and Riley Green are big winners for their song, You Look Like You Love Me, and that win was actually announced by Reba McEntire in Florida on stage at the Country Thunder in Tampa on Friday night. It's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782.
No accidents to report to you right now, but if you are on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone, expect about a 10 to 15 minute delay in that area. Traffic is really backed up. Also, coming southbound on Davis Highway toward Olive Road, you're going to see some major delays. It's backed up pretty well back on Davis Highway. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be seeing a lovely day today with temperatures warming up into the upper 70s for high 79 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 62. For Tuesday, 20% chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high near 82 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 69. For Wednesday, 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 79 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 69. Stay connected to Channel 3 News' First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
1 degrees right now. Your next news at 8 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Be sure to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the Astronauts. They'll be rocking the Gulfside Pavilion at Bands on the Beach with their high-energy party tunes from the 80s, 90s, and beyond. Bands on the Beach happening this Tuesday night at 7 with the Astronauts.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. News Radio Pensacola.
I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio.
You know what I think bothers me the most, John, is I do kind of want to sing along inside my head.
You are singing along.
Of course I
know you are.
Of course I am. 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Joining us now for the first of what we expect will be many weekly interviews, Jimmy Patronis, our congressman from the great District 1, Northwest Florida. Congressman, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Have you gotten used to being called that yet?
No, not just actually, but please just call me Jimmy. I've never been a title person, but it is an honor to serve, and you know, there is a lot of good people up there. We're gonna do everything I can to bring this thing in for Orlando before Memorial Day.
Outstanding. Oh, I want to share this text with you just because I don't know. It was really sweet. As I had announced that you were going to be on, and somebody said, speaking of Jimmy, I reached out to him for a colleague. Not only did the congressman respond within a very short period of time, about an hour, but when my colleague reached out to one of his staff, the response was equally as fast. I told the colleague the congressman is very key on customer service. We haven't had this level of service in a long time. So just wanted to, it came from a listener. I wanted to pass that on to you. Certainly people appreciate that, and that's always been my experience with you guys as well. Let's just talk about kind of backdrop. Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about backdrop. You have been in Congress now for, what, about a month? Do I have that? I guess it's April 1st when you got elected, so about a month. How is it going? Where are you living? Is your wife with you in D.C.? Tell me kind of what's it like to become a congressman.
Yeah, look, it's kind of hit or miss with all the living. Right now we're in an apartment, so I'm in a basement. And I'm not too far from the Capitol. But what's definitely a big physical curve for me is I've been used to the white oak pollen of Tallahassee for all these years, and D.C. has got a totally different type of pollen, and because different trees live up there.
Yeah.
And oh man, I tell you, it is just thrown me for a loop. So I mean, there's sleeping in a basement, you know, dealing with the challenges of Mother Nature. But then, the people are great. There's a energy in D.C., which I appreciate, and it's a young energy. It's all these young men and women that want to make a difference, and they would pay to be up there in the process. But we got a lot of really good folks that just really care about the direction of our country. They want to be a part of history. And then this last election cycle definitely created a lot of inspiration for the folks that make their journey up there to want to make a difference.
We'll get to some of the policy stuff in a second, but this is really, I'm always fascinated by transitions. And so I don't even know. I'm curious. You say you're pretty close to the Capitol. Do you walk? Do you Uber? Do you ride a scooter?
No,
Jimmy, do you strap on your rollerblades? Like, how do you transport? I'm just, forming a picture.
I walk.
Okay.
It's about a 20 minute walk. See you, Theo. Love you. It's about a 30 minute walk, which
okay.
isn't too bad.
Good exercise.
I'm really adamant. I've got to take better care of myself. So getting my steps in is fine. And it's a very walkable community. And what you've got an area that's called the perimeter, and this is a multi-block area around the Capitol, and that is under constant patrol by Capitol Police. So it's a safe environment, but you've also had a real change in the culture in D.C., at least from what I understand, how much more of a safer environment it's become. Because if it's a safe environment, visitors come. If it's a safe environment, restaurants are then open and doing business. So it's trying to change also the economy of D.C., and that's evident by the November election with President Trump.
Outstanding. And by the way, for people who might be wondering, Theo is your son, and he's getting out of the house right around the same time as we're doing this interview. So well done managing multiple tasks. I love that.
Yeah, except he had cereal put out for him, and he went and grabbed a bunch of junk food out of the cabinet instead and took it. So there he goes.
I love it. Hey, let's talk briefly about your committee assignments. It's a little bit different because we've been accustomed to our state, our congressman being like on, military committees. And you are on two committees, small business and transportation and infrastructure, right?
Correct. So because of the special election, you got to have a vacancy to get on there. So we're on House Armed Services Committee was going to be with Elise Stefanik becoming the ambassador to the United Nations. She was going to leave, create a vacancy. So that was my pathway. Well, at the ninth hour, President Trump pulled back his nomination for her to the United Nations. And here was the challenge. There are a lot of what we call purple seats around the nation where the seat could go either Republican or Democrat. Elise's seat is one of those. As long as Elise continues to run for Congress in that particular seat, it stays Republican. They love her. She does a great job. But if a new candidate comes along as a Republican, they may not have the same success. So the president's got an agenda. We've got a margin. He says, look, Elise, I need you more in Congress. So she's really taken a sacrifice for the team. She's very excited about having the opportunity at the UN. But now it looks like they're going to recruit Elise for maybe the next election cycle to run for governor in New York. So
okay.
Who knows? But, you know, I'll just have to sit tight till a vacancy comes up. And there's a lot of members of Congress that are not either they're retiring, not seeking election. Or they can run for something else, and that'll break Lisa's seat next year. The good thing about it is the transportation infrastructure and small business, there's a lot of juice on both of those two committees. Like with the transportation infrastructure, I've got oversight over the airlines, roads, bridges, Coast Guard. So, you know, we're putting a lot of emphasis into upgrading our air traffic control system and also bolstering the Coast Guard. So those are things we're doing in addition to about $10 billion in cuts.
Oh, okay. And I just a quick clarification. We have to take a real quick time out, but quick clarification.
Yeah, yeah.
So you are trying to go on armed services, just a matter of opening a slot up, right? Which makes sense for
correct,
the Northwest
correct,
Florida.
Yeah.
Okay,
There's a cap on how many seats there is.
Yep.
And right now there's just not a vacancy.
We're talking to Jimmy Petronas, our congressman for Northwest Florida District 1. Hang on for just a second, Jimmy. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Just one accident
right,
to let
it.
You know about between Burgess and Langley on Davis Highway. Both northbound and southbound lanes are completely blocked due to that accident, so plan around that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So you've already had an opportunity to be involved in some legislation. Talking to Jimmy Petronas, our congressman, H.R. 973 setting consumer standards for lithium-ion batteries act. And my understanding is that one of the primary things this was a response to was all of those car battery fires we saw from saltwater intrusion after recent storms in Florida. Is that right?
Yeah. So, well, that and you had also lithium ion battery e-bikes. They're all over the country.
Yeah.
And look, it's been transformational. You've got people that literally couldn't get to a job on time. Maybe they couldn't afford a car, but they could save up enough money to have $300 to buy an e-bike. So, it got people from point A to point B to get to work. So it's a fantastic technology. But what happens is when China puts out all this lithium ion battery garbage that's not really, you know, underwriters, laboratory certified type stuff, you have fires. And a lithium ion battery, it will not even extinguish even if you put it underwater. It will burn underwater. So we've got to create some standards in order to have safe batteries in the consumer marketplace. Batteries aren't going away. We're just going to see them continue to evolve into a better technology. But yeah, with Hurricane Ian, man, we had like 25 EVs catch on fire all over Southwest Florida. It was a mess.
Yeah, and we've seen, you know, like the hoverboards and, as you say, the e-bikes or the scooters, you know, everything uses these lithium-ion batteries. Another reason why we need, you know, some of the rare earth minerals that, you know, the president is so interested in, whether it's in Ukraine or in Greenland or anywhere else. But yeah, keeping them safe, that makes sense. If they're, you know, poorly manufactured in terms of, you know, safety standards, trying to remedy that. And, you know, that's one of the elements of that bill that I thought was pretty good. I figure a lot of times, you know, when you come on with me, we're going to be talking about the things the president is doing, because, of course, when the president talks, it's all the news. You were involved, but I wasn't clear on the who initiated it part. Mike Kohler, the chairman of the Escambia County Commission, was talking about this last week, that the sign change on the sailfish, it wasn't clear to me whether you initiated that request or whether you were merely congratulating him on that request. Which was it?
No, I was giving Mike a shout out. Mike is a fantastic public servant at so many different levels. And so, you know, when they change the sign on there, you know, look, I think everybody realizes and probably has the understanding that the president likes attaboys, and he likes to have his initiatives praised. And so when Mike and the commission changed the sign of the sailfish, you know, we had some fun with it and just continued to pile on that particular piece of legislation. Marjorie Taylor Greene is carrying it in Congress. I believe this week we're going to take it up for a vote to change the name officially to the Gulf of America federally.
Oh, okay. I guess I did not realize that was even under consideration, but it makes sense that would have to be done by Congress ultimately rather than just through an EO. That's interesting. And also Mike is pretty close to Trump, or at least historically is close to him. So it kind of makes sense. And again, just for people who might not have known this, I am adamantly opposed. I'm a Gulf of Mexico guy. I don't believe in name changes. You and I talked about that before when you were on,
yeah.
You know, I love the name itself. I just don't believe in name changes. The president defunding NPR and PBS by defunding the funding corporation and telling them not to issue funds to NPR and PBS. This is also one of those things that I expect Congress will have to be involved in. Your thoughts on the defunding effort and on Congress's need to approve that?
You know, I have a problem. Like in your particular station, you've got advertisers that like your content. They understand that your content also has a listening audience that ultimately could drive somebody's buying and spending decisions. And so NPR is separate from that. They don't have advertisers, so they get this federal money. But now what's happened is the content has to me, it's kind of lost its direction. You know, call balls and strikes and be fair with your content. But if you start moving too far to the left or to the right, then you're really losing what the whole purpose of having a public access radio is. So look, I get it with the president. At the end of the day, I think a lot of the things he does is to change behavior, and he'll shoot shots across their bow, and ultimately he may try to go directly after the funding through Congress. But you know, I the last 4 years this country has been a train wreck, and I appreciate where he is seeing those issues that need to be straightened, that the reset button needs to be healed or needs to be rebuilt. That's exactly what he's doing. So this is where the executive orders are in play a lot, and this is no different. You know, this is to get NPR and public radio's attention and PBS. But if it doesn't work, then Congress has to act. Yeah.
I thought that, as many things, Trump negotiates with a threat or an extremity and then, you know, winds up what he's really trying to accomplish is something between here and there. I'm with you. I think NPR particularly has strayed, PBS in its news product also. And you mentioned, it's kind of interesting, you mentioned that the thing that people don't talk about very much is that the public broadcasting TV and radio winds up competing with commercial TV and radio for advertising dollars. They just don't call it advertising. They call it, you know, sponsorships or donations, but they still get it functions as an ad. And for them to not have to pay taxes and be, you know, that's an unfair intervention in the marketplace that deprives, you know, my station, the Pensacola News Journal, WEAR, of potential ad revenue that we would get from those companies who would otherwise have to compete, you know, with us. So,
yeah, and you're very sensitive about staying in your lane. You know, you've got to have that repeat listener, and you can't turn off that listener. And with NPR, they've had no safety net. I mean, they have this unlimited safety net of funding that is just, you know, left unchecked is allowed for political speech just to pollute their whole messaging. So, you know, I like things getting a shakeup from time to time. That's a good thing.
Yeah, and I kind of see it in the same way that I think of DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, as looking to create balance on the campus. You know, the campus has so long been dominated by liberalism. I say this as a former teacher at university, that just bringing balance is going to make some people scream. But it's, you know, if it does it, then it actually winds up becoming a better place for the sharing of good ideas and good discussion. Hey, last thing, we're talking to Jimmy Petronis. Last thing for you before we go. You know, we're a very heavy veteran area. One of the things that President Trump proposed last week that gives me I just cannot explain it. I have not heard from a veteran yet that likes this idea, but I was curious if you had a perspective on this. The changing of Veterans Day to Victory in World War I Day and the changing of Victory in Europe Day to Victory in World War II Day. Jimmy, what do you make of this?
So, look, I have not talked to the president or his staff directly about this. You know, if on the surface to me, I think it's where the president is trying to make it clear that those wars would not have been won if it was not for the United States, and why we have a little bit more of a definition to those days, at least in how they're being now recognized. When we have Memorial Day, you know, when we have Veterans Day, those days I think are just important to think about the sacrifices. But then, look, this is the other thing that the president's doing. I don't know if you've realized this, but I think in June he is planning on having a full military parade in downtown Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a number of reasons why he wants to do it. One, he wants to create a visual show of strength that will be televised globally. I think he also wants to give an attaboy to the men and women out there and almost create an infomercial to let moms and dads and brothers and sisters and kids from all over the United States be proud of what we have that's working 24/7, 365, protecting our country. So, I think this is, again, the president has a very large part of his makeup is promotion and marketing and explaining things, and this is no different. I think he's trying to force a conversation back into place to explain the significance of these days.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And as you say, promotion, marketing, branding is, I mean, absolutely in his wheelhouse. Even going back to, like, the COVID, having the joint flyovers, the Blues and the Thunderbirds over all these locations and hospitals. Like, that is very, and the parade is very much on brand for President Trump. Even looking back at the first video that the White House posted when they went online under the inauguration, you know, when he was inaugurated, it's, yes, pro-America is 100% his brand. Jimmy Petronas, he is our congressman from Northwest Florida, District 1. Jimmy, thanks so much for taking the time with us this week and in future weeks. And I know it's a little bit inconvenient, the timing with your family getting out the door, but you know, we'll figure it out going forward. We'll talk to you next week, and have fun this week talking about NPR and PBS if that bill comes to the floor.
All right, sounds good. Y'all have a great week. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. 7:55 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Couple of accidents I need to let you know about. Both of these are with roadblock. If you're on Pace Boulevard and West Fairfield Drive, get an accident that just happened. It's got roadblock associated with it. Also, if you are on Davis Highway between Burgess and Langley, you're going to see traffic is backed up in both directions, both northbound and southbound, so avoid that area if at all possible. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, seeing those delays through the construction zone. About a 9 to 10-minute delay there. Other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
You know, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want somebody who's going to get you to the end, right? He's going to get you all the way through to selling or purchasing or both. Sometimes it's both. And that takes experience. That takes somebody who's navigated the problems before, solved the problems before, and honestly, can anticipate the problems in advance so you don't even have to deal with them, right? Solve them before they're problems. And that means also if something new comes up, they're prepared to handle it because that's what comes from experience, kind of that, you know, muscle memory and skill level. That's Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. They sold 165 homes last year, 175 homes the year before that, clicking along three and a half, four a week, week after week after week. And she's saying that now the market is coming back a little bit, that you're starting to see sometimes multiple offers on homes again. And, you know, getting the best price, buying or selling is the key thing. And again, navigating all the way through to the end result of closing. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. You'll get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month. Here's Veronica and Jackie, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
And now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free when they use promo code SECONDFREE. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and use code SECONDFREE to get a free second month. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to The Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Atlas Beverage Class, Toast of the Coast, Sushi Rolling Class, Mother's Day, the Craft Beer Festival, and Jackson's Spring Menu, all Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Can I help you, sir?
What? Oh, no. I'm just...
Are you here for an affair, sir?
What?
Happy Cinco de Mayo, where we celebrate the value of Mexican help and making us the country that we are and us, you know, being connected with them historically. And we eat a lot of tacos or burritos or tamales, and we drink a lot of beer and tequila. Because why wouldn't you? Right? That's the thing we need for Star Wars Day on May the 4th. We need food and beverage to go along with it.
You're listening to